Unit 15, Task 1.
Okay, everyone, let's begin with the basics. A spreadsheet program is normally used in business for financial planning, to keep a record of accounts, to analyze budgets, or to make specific calculations. It's like a large piece of paper divided into columns and rows. Each column is labeled with a letter, and each row is labeled with a number. The point where a column and a row intersect is called a cell. For example, you can have cells A1, B6, C5, and so on. A cell can hold three types of information: text, numbers, and formulae. For example, in this sample worksheet, the word sales has been keyed into cell A2, and the values 890, 487, and 182 have been entered into cells B2, B3, and B4 respectively. So, when the formula B2 plus B3 plus B4 is keyed into cell B5, the program automatically calculates and displays the result. Formulae are functions or operations that add, subtract, multiply, or divide existing values to produce new values. We can use them to calculate totals, percentages, or discounts. When you change the value of one cell, the values in other cells are automatically recalculated. You can also update the information in different worksheets by linking cells. This means that when you make a change in one worksheet, the same change is made in the other worksheet. The format menu in a spreadsheet usually includes several commands, allowing you to choose the font, number alignment, borders, column width, and so on. Most spreadsheet programs can also generate graphic representations. The value of cells are shown in different ways, such as line graphs, bar, or pie charts. There are even three-dimensional options. Some spreadsheet programs also have a database facility, which transforms the value of the cells into a database. In this case, each column is a field and each row is a record.